What is your favourite game show and why?
Like The Chase.
I'd have to say Strike It Lucky.
Oh, that's an old school, that.
Barrymore from the old
I'm forgotten about now.
Yeah, mine was Krypton Factor because it was all loads of different quizzes. It was all mathematics and that. And then he did an assault course at the end, depending on who was winning. You used to go, before everyone else, and that to beat the course. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
What was the Brucey one? Bruce Forsyth.
Which one? Generation Game.
Yeah.
When you had to play your cards right.
That's Generation Game, isn't it?
Yeah. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Mine's Catchphrase. I love Catchphrase.
What was the Irish fella? The Catchphrase when you used to the squares.
No, that was Blockbusters.
No.
You're talking about the original guy that did Catchphrase.
Yeah,
he was good.
Yeah, Catchphrase is my favourite.
Yeah, basically.
Because I love hearing those people come out with the dumb answers.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll just pass these around if you could just. So, tick which set design appeals to you most, and then just speak aloud why you've picked that
chain. Yeah, that's pretty going to be the one, isn't it?
What's that one? Or is it just in general?
Oh, it's just the appearance of the set.
Okay.
And stuff.
I don't know, I don't like. Maybe that one.
You can say another one that you like from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So like, you can say the Chase is
I don't really pay much attention, so.
No, I don't. You just watch the show. You don't really care about the backgrounds, to be honest.
Sometimes you do if it's really boring.
Bullseye. Yeah, that was fun. That's the best one. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely Bullseye.
I like Wheel of Fortune. That's my favourite, I think.
If I was going to choose out of that, it'd be Wheel of Fortune, yeah. Number four.
Really watch them. Just to like it to be a millionaire.
Funky colours all over the place.
Yeah.
Catchphrase looks a bit...
naff.
Yeah, it looks a bit basic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think they try too hard.
So would you guys say you prefer basic colours or have a bit of a range?
I'd say a bit of a range, don't make it too busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like trying too hard.
Yeah. It's not neutral background, but it's quite easy just to forget about it when you're looking at the wheel.
It gives you some of the actual proper focus on,
doesn't it? Yeah, but then when you're looking at something else, you can, you know, it's not like it's too busy and you can't focus on what they're trying to show you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Thanks for that. And last question about game shows would be, do you prefer competitiveness in a game show, or would you play for fun if you were the competitor yourself?
Competitor.
Yeah. It's got to be something, hasn't it?
Depends.
Why? You wouldn't be there if you didn't want to win.
Yeah. I'd be
if you're doing
someone.
Takeshi's Castle, then you do it for fun because that's just carnage and that's brilliant. But anything else, competitive, yeah.
Yeah, but I think even in Takeshi's Castle, you'd still want to try and complete it.
Yeah,
you would, yeah. I'd definitely want to.
That's like the silent game.
But it's just funny, though, isn't it?
The silent game's funny because, you know... Yeah. Have you ever seen The Silent Game? It's Japanese or Chinese? No.
I've seen Takeshi's Castle.
The Silent Game is totally different. So it's set in a library and there's six people and they get given a card card each on the table and they pick it and whoever comes out with the skull and crossbones is the forfeit and they get like maybe someone will come in slap him in the face or
throw a tarantula on their head or something like that.
Try and make them react, but because they're in the library, they have to stay quiet.
Okay.
Yeah, and it is hilarious. Like some of the stuff they do is just like, like maybe like some old guy will come out and start licking in their ear and they're like, and they're all laughing about it. And there's probably about 20 rounds to each game.
It's brutal, yeah. And if you fail, you get pulled up, some guy comes in and kendo sticks you in the arse.
Okay, perfect, guys.
The internet.